Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me is the two-parter of my one-parter, Frank.
I'm the second part of your life.
You are.
I am.
You know what the first part was?
What?
The last week's episode.
Oh, yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't re-listen to it. I'm assuming it was good because we say good things and never bad things in the world that is in my head.
Mm.
You're drinking a beer and I'm drinking a beer.
I am.
Tell me about your beer.
I'm drinking a summer beer. I am drinking a Sam...
But it's winter, Frank.
What?
In Australia.
In Australia. Virginia. I am drinking a Sam Adams Porch Rocker.
Mm.
This is one of my favorite... You introduced me to this beer and it is one of my...
I did, didn't I?
You did. And it's quickly become one of my fast favorite beers quickly fast and
you didn't say that sentence fast. I did not.
And yeah, because it's beer with a little lemonade, but it's not quite a shandy. It's not as sweet as a shandy, but it's damn good. It's very drinkable, as they say.
Okay, well, you know, I feel like you just made fun of my drink because I'm drinking Del Shandy.
Oh, but no, that's
but.
Of all the shandies, yeah. That is my absolute favorite.
Yeah, well, you know, because it's delicious. Know what it reminds me of? It's like going to the zoo and getting one of those little Dell's lemonade cups
exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're just like, but this is the adult version that actually dehydrates you.
Yes.
Huzzah.
Yes. I think that's why some people like it, because it feels like it reminds them of childhood, but
it's for an adult.
But it's for adults. So.
It's like those adult Shirley Temples they make.
Yeah.
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 Reminds you of being in childhood.
But not.
But then you throw up in a toilet afterwards. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is great. So we talked about Gotham and Flash on the last episode. It was our DC TV roundup. So let's tally forth and continue and talk about Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow, DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
That's right, DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Wednesdays at 8.
Wednesdays.
Here we go.
Okay, so Wednesday at 8 we got to Arrow. So
I'm gonna rise to the occasion
a lot of
this.
A lot of people, we're doing a standing podcast now, a lot of people thought that season 3 of Arrow was not as good as the first couple seasons. And season 4 was, going into it, was supposed to be a more hopeful, more optimistic, you know, brighter tone to the season. We had Oliver and Felicity running off together at the beginning of the season.
Right.
Now, you rewatched season 3. And you said that on rewatch and binging it was much better.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I think that I don't think Ra'sh feels as dangerous as Malcolm. He doesn't feel as dangerous as Malcolm or Deathstroke.
Okay.
You know, like, they were like sharks. They could attack at any time.
Yeah,
they were better than Oliver. It was, you know, and Ra'sh was definitely better than Oliver. There's no question. I mean, he gets, you know, stabbed and kicked off a mountain in season 3. But there was less of a sense of... Because Ra'sh kind of accepts him and brings him into the fold and all that stuff, I don't think there's a real sense of danger the same way. That, I feel, went totally out the window when Damian Dark showed up, because I think he was actually my favorite villain on Arrow.
He was a scary villain.
He was a scary villain. He had a great theme tune. He had a great leitmotif, if we were going to use some
musical
terms.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to lay some music terms on you. He was a leitmotif, is a musical notation when it's a character's theme when they keep showing up again and again and again, much like, you know, like Star Wars and Yoda's theme or the Sharks theme and Jaws, you know, those are like they change and adapt and they are part of the story and the character's motivations and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's music lesson for today.
But yeah, he had a good theme. He had he was a menacing, scary guy. He had no limits.
Mm-hmm.
You really didn't know. You really expected him to. And we knew someone was going to die all season, right? Because we kept seeing this, kept going back to the graveyard. And we knew someone was going to die. We didn't know who.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it started with the grave.
It started, with the cemetery and Barry showing up. And then later on in the season, Felicity being. Because at one point, we thought it might be Felicity who was dying. And then there she was in the limo with him driving away. So it couldn't be her. They kind of seeded it out, like who all people it couldn't be little by little, or at least a couple of people it couldn't be. And they did a really great job with it. So you knew that this guy was not above killing one of our favorite characters. And so you knew that he was a scary, scary villain.
Right. I guess that's actually a real good point because, all season you speculate, is it? Because some people really wanted Felicity to be the one and then they would be happy, or they really wanted it to be Speedy or Laurel or Detective Lance or Oliver, whatever.
Yeah.
and so I really didn't want it to be any of them. Like, I actually had a hard time. I'm going to sneeze, so talk for a second.
I didn't really want it to be any of them either. I didn't think it would be Laurel. I thought it might be Captain Lance or Felicity's mom.
See, Ooh, me too. Right. Because because Laurel with Oliver, I think, they have the biggest arcs of any character. And I think Laurel even more than Oliver. Because Oliver is a hero.
Yep.
Kind of from the beginning, even though he's like, I'm doing this to avenge my father and whatever else, but he's a hero. Yeah. Right. and that's fine. But Laurel is really the one that's like, I'm truth and justice and lawyering and stuff and whatever else. But then I become addicted to drugs and alcohol and I go through AA and I do all these things and then so-and-so dies and comes back and then this and this.
Sure.
And I try to fight and I'm bad at it. And she has a very clear, but then I'm good at it because I practiced,
Right.
Like there's a very clear progression of her. And so by the time season 4 hits, she's actually like a competent hero who's doing a good job.
She is the Black Canary this season.
Yeah. And to kill her sits with me two ways. One, I feel like I finally started to like Laurel and you took that away from me because she, it wasn't poor me this and blah, blah, blah. Why don't you love me this and blah, blah. It wasn't that stuff anymore. You were finally getting somebody who was confident, that people looked up to and like all this stuff. And that's real good. And at the same time, you killed off a major comic character, which is painful.
Yep. Especially when they traditionally have a future together.
Right. Yes and no. They certainly have an on and off relationship, but generally Black Canary and Green Arrow are they're an item.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a lot of ways you can say that, Superman and Lois or Mary Jane and Spider-Man, who are also not together in comics right now.
That's right.
Pepper and Iron Man.
They're one of those classic couples. And yeah, you're right. They are on again, off again a lot of times.
Like a lot of comic couples are, certainly. But death, in a lot of ways, seals the deal.
Yeah, that'll kind of do it.
Yeah, and I mean, her evil counterpart was on Flash this season, which she was real good at, actually. I enjoyed it. Really I would good. Like Black Siren to come back.
Did you like the season overall?
Yeah, that felt in a lot of ways like a misstep, but it also felt like he Damian Dark meant serious business.
Yeah,
because he did kill the Black Canary.
Yeah,
which is a big deal.
Yeah,
so it kind of goes back and forth for me. But overall, I really liked the season. But I'm a comic book guy, so I'm like, when Oliver is like kind of happy and in a good place, that's okay because traditionally he's not the mopiest mope of all the mopes,
right?
You know what I mean?
That's still Bruce.
Right, exactly. And now, Oliver certainly is not the cheeriest of fellows.
No.
He's kind of sarcastic and, not kind of like in your face. Mm. And, so that's all fine.
Mm.
But I don't need him to be like dark and brooding in the corner of a warehouse forever.
Sure.
And I think that's what a lot of people were continuing to call for because that's what the show was originally. And People have had a hard time adjusting to this new kind of status quo. And this whole season was magic, in which when you're watching a show that's supposed to be about vigilantism, like street level vigilantism, and all of a sudden it's magic, I think people went, yeah, that's not what I'm watching the show for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it kind of goes, it's a little back and forth, but like I, as the fan, expect that because I read comics and like Green Arrow just fought werewolves, you know what I mean, in the comics. So what does it matter?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there was definitely some of that. I felt like this season started out on a brighter note than last season, and then with the Damian Darhk stuff became pretty dark again. But in a good way. Like it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I really was enjoying it pretty much the whole season. I thought that all the twists and turns and, you know, Darhk kidnapping all of the you know, Arrow friends, whatever mm-hmm. we call them.
Team Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah,
the problem with the Flash sure. episode. You're yeah. like the teams of Scroobies. Yeah, yeah. Nope.
Team Flash, Team Arrow. But yeah, you know, he kidnapped them, almost killed them, almost gassed them to death.
Yeah.
So like, you know, there was some good, like, ooh, I didn't see that coming. A lot of that kind of stuff happening. The big death. And then the last couple episodes kind of fell flat for me.
Yeah, they kind of tapered. Yeah, I'm with you. That finale was not great.
They kind of jumped the shark. Like, so you're going to nuke a city? Like, that kind of jumped the shark for me.
I wouldn't call it.
Oh, I absolutely. It's the definition really? Of jumping the shark. Jumping the shark is when you do something so big you can never, like, you've nuked a city now. Like,
oh, yeah.
It doesn't get bigger than that.
I thought you were talking about, like, the very end. Oh.
No, not the very end.
You're talking about, like, that episode where they destroyed
the second to last episode. The second to last episode. Like, okay, so you killed 10,000 people with a nuke. Like, okay, yeah, great that it wasn't Star City or a big city, but you dropped a nuke, you can't go back there again. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do something big. Like, you can't approach something of that scale for a long time now because it won't.
Because they've got to be like, hey, remember that time that you destroyed a city?
Right.
Yeah, and yes, I definitely get that point. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like, but it
was disappointing.
It was because
underwhelming.
I think the point was that, like, they, like, because, like, she couldn't stop all of them.
No, I am.
You know what I mean? So, like, I get it, but I also get, like, jumping the shark to me isn't necessarily always about, like, it's so big, it's coming back from it. It's not, it's more about, like, you did something so stupid and, like, Fonzie jumped a shark. Like, he literally jumped over a shark. That's dumb.
It's dumb.
Considering what Happy Days was.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's get some milkshakes, you know, like, yeah, let's bang the thing. Hey, come into my office, it's a bathroom, blah, blah, blah. Hey!
But the other thing about it is that it was like, once he does something that, like, that big of a stunt, like, nothing else that he does is going to be that, like, exciting again.
Yeah.
It was both dumb, but it was also, like, so over the top.
Yeah.
That it was like, okay, now what do we do? Like, they were just trying to top themselves, and they finally got to a point where they couldn't, like, okay, that's it. Like, the biggest, dumbest, flashiest thing they've done is have him jump over a shark on water skis.
Yeah.
And similarly here, it's like, you nuked a town. What's bigger than that now? Like, oh, don't
you... Nuking two towns.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Yeah, I definitely
put themselves in kind of... They painted themselves into kind of a corner here.
Yeah, I definitely get it, but those things, those are things that I expect watching superhero shows or movies or whatever else. Like, I can't watch Age of Ultron and being like, oh, you destroyed a whole city making it a meteor. You know, like, you can't come back from that because that's big and dumb.
I'm kind of done with nukes on TV and movies. Like when
you're really not going to like X-Men Apocalypse. No, I'm just, okay. You're really not going to like Superman Quest for Peace.
No, I do not. But, like, they did that on a season of 24 once where they were trying to stop a nuke from going off. And spoiler alert, 24. The nuke went off and Jack couldn't stop it. You know, and it was like...
Dude, I was going to watch that one day maybe.
Sorry, it was like season 5 or 6. It was just sort of like, it's not as big a deal as it should be. Like, if a nuclear bomb went off, it would be a much bigger deal than they made of it in the show. They kind of brushed it aside.
You're talking about 24, you're talking about Arrow.
Both.
Okay.
And so it just, it didn't feel, like, earned, and it didn't feel real believable. So I didn't care for it in either case.
So you think that keeping the stakes small make the stakes bigger?
No, I don't...
That's basically what you said.
No, I just think that you can't go from like small to medium stakes to giant stakes in one jump.
Okay.
Without some kind of buildup.
So
that could be like a series finale or a series, last season
to play the devil's advocate,
which you love to do,
to play Keanu Reeves in the devil's advocate.
Sad Keanu.
Oh, sad Keanu. I was playing a game the other day, and by the way, it's like this game, but it's like with it's a Jackbox or Lockbox or Jack on the Box, whatever. You play like different. There are different sounds, and like you get like a prompt, and everyone's got the phone, and you have to choose different sounds for the prompt, and then, like the person voting, like the person, the judge picks the winner, and one of them was inside Keanu Reeves' mind. It was so funny the stuff that they had. It was like lapping water, and then an air horn, and then like a knock, and somebody being like, "Be there in 2 minutes," like it was so funny. Poor Keanu Reeves,
poor guy.
Yeah, so sad with your millions of dollars.
Him and sad Batman.
Yeah,
hanging out together,
sitting on a swing.
Oh.
So I get your point, but when like timelines get destroyed and stuff like that, like I see no comparable difference.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like one. Maybe one's different because like a nuke could go off in our lifetime, but at the same time, like the whole universe getting wiped out.
Those are even bigger
stakes. Those are bigger, those are bigger stakes, and maybe it feels bigger because it's easier to imagine, you know what I mean? But like, we could talk about Legend of Tomorrow, but timelines getting wiped out and this happening and this changing. We talked about the Flash last week, Barry wiping out the whole timeline, and those are, I think, bigger. Those are bigger things.
Sure, they are. Ultimately, they are bigger, yes.
Yeah, but I agree with you that the last couple of episodes, they were like, the season was really, to me, going strong. And then all of a sudden, it was like, you know what, I'm going to go on vacation.
Yeah, it was just like a very quick decline in quality.
Yeah.
I hope that season 5 is return to form.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy the show very much.
Yeah. Even the stunts in the show, the choreography was like, I'm just going to take a vacation. Because somebody pointed out, I don't remember who, but it was, you have Damien Dark, who was a member of the League of Assassins and, is a member and runs Hive.
Mm-hmm.
And Oliver, who's one of the most skilled fighters in the world in this universe. And they're like, barely fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, this should have been something that was so great.
Yeah.
And really wasn't. And I think they maybe made Damien too powerful and didn't know what to do with it. Or I don't know. There was a lot there that maybe could have been rectified. So we'll keep watching.
Absolutely. I will too.
Yeah. So we'll see. They seem to be clearing house a bit. But, but even like, Thea taking a break and John taking a break. They're like, we need some time.
Yeah.
Do you? Because we know you're just going to come back in like two episodes with like, Oliver, I'm not sure I can come back. Yes, you can, Dick. Yes, you can. All right, Oliver, I'm back. But I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
But I'm back. But then I'm going to be happy about it next episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Cisco, you gave me a better helmet? Sweet.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it almost feels so easily played out. Like, and then he'll quit. And then he'll come back. You could be better than that.
I know.
Not everyone needs to quit at the end of every season.
It's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Spider-Man no more.
Yeah. No, just kidding. Spider-Man more. Yeah. More.
Yes, more.
More Spider-Man. So. Yeah, so I really do like I love the new Arrow Cave that they introduced this season.
Yeah,
I loved that. I liked Mayor Oliver Queen that we're getting next season.
Yes, that's exciting.
That's exciting. He's growing a beard too. Did you see that?
I did.
I really like that. I really like the new Arrow suit. I know some people don't, but I really really like it.
I'm into it.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. It was fine when he was wearing the green hoodie, like when he started in the leather jacket. But like when he's standing next to all these other heroes and they're wearing armor and this and suits, he would look so dumb. And he's like, guys, I got my hood from the island, right? Yeah. I have arrows. Yeah, good. Okay. I'm not a joke. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
He's wearing his little like Peter Pan cap like in the Silver Age.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. No, it would be. I love the hood. So, Yeah, so I'll see where the next season's going. But I'm glad that Detective Lance is still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
so, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So let's talk Thursday nights at 9.
I never watched it live, actually.
I don't either because I have other commitments on Thursday, so I don't watch it. I never watch it live. I usually watch it either when I get home or the next day. And so,
yeah, I'm not sure if
it's on at 8 or 9. I'm pretty sure it's on at 9.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that.
Pretty sure it's on at 9.
Legends, DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, some branding.
Yeah,
arguably on the lesser of their four shows.
Maybe that's why they felt they needed it there.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
So this was I wasn't sure what to make of this show going in. To be perfectly honest, I wasn't sure whether I was going to like it or not, and whether I was going to like this batch of heroes and villains put together. And forced to kind of, you know, do good. But the show won me over.
I think by the end of the season, it really won me over. And I was fighting for it.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to like it every week. I wanted to like it. It probably is my least favorite of this crop of DC Berlanti shows.
Out of the four, it's my least favorite. But that doesn't make it a bad show.
No, it's not.
I think. But when you have, like, characters like, when you can watch The Flash. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to be like, woo, Rip Hunter, you know?
Yeah.
In some ways. Also, I found that out of the four shows, I found Legend of Tomorrow to be the one filled with the most angst.
Yeah.
Which I...
Especially the second half of the season.
See, I thought the first half was very angsty. I thought the second act... But I thought the second act, maybe they had like half, not act. They had earned their place amongst each other, so it's a little different.
Yes,
and like the emotional beats had more gravitas to them, and maybe so. Definitely still angsty. I would agree. Definitely.
But you're right, more earned in the second.
But
half.
Maybe it was more earned. Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
But this was really like the show was pitched as a travel through the DC universe kind of thing, and I felt that there wasn't as much traveling through the DC universe as I thought there would be. Like, when you spend a couple of episodes in the 70s or whatever, I'm like, all right,
let's get moving, guys.
It was just slow. It was slow to start, and I know, actually, that the way that their time was crunched for this, they actually couldn't plot the whole season from start to finish when they started rolling. And so they were really like, that's why like things are tied neatly at the end, but you didn't learn about a lot of that until the end.
Yep.
And so like Chrono shows up in the first episode, but it's not until way later that you discover that it's Mick.
Right.
You know, and like there's a lot of that in the show, because that's where I think the second half, like the first half is really like, we're a team and we're going back in time and we're struggling to figure things out.
Yes.
And then by the time you get to the other end, it's a, hey, we're actually pretty good at our jobs and all this stuff. So I would like to see a little, well, I mean, the show sets up Justice Society. It's not even a question.
So exciting.
Yeah, yeah, really exciting. The way, did you know who, like, I know Our Man, and I know Rex Tyler, but when he's like, my name is Rex Tyler, were you like, oh my God, that's Our Man, the Justice Society? Or were you like, that name is vaguely familiar to me?
More of that.
Yeah.
More of that. I was like, oh, I know that name is such a DC name. I know it. What is it?
Yeah.
I did.
His name's Rex. He's got to be from DC.
Well, no, I recognize the name.
No, but seriously.
From one of the crises and you know, from whatever else I've read. And I was like, oh, what do I know him from? And I did have to look him up.
I had to look it up too. But because I was even like, oh, those red marks in his arm are super familiar.
That's very distinctive.
Yeah. And I just wasn't. You know what it was? I don't think I was thinking that. I was really expecting Alan Grant. I wish.
Oh my God.
Wish.
That would
have been amazing.
Spared no expense.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been amazing. Anyway, I come at you from the side. Yeah. They bite. Smell. Baby smell.
Baby
smell. Anyway, yeah. Anyway. Dr. Grant is not nearly as quotable as Ian Malcolm. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. Anyway, Alan Scott. I really thought Alan Scott Green Lantern was gonna show up. Like, I even thought when Rip was like tumbling into the sun, and I was really like, oh, it's gonna, like, Alan Scott is gonna save him. How cool would that be? Didn't happen.
What gave you the Alan Scott inkling?
There had been some rumblings about Alan Scott or somebody coming on board, like someone Justice Society coming on board. And I didn't expect all of the Justice Society to come on board. Yeah, okay. That was like, oh my God, you're really going for it. Sure. Right after the Hawks fly away. Sure. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
I actually really enjoyed Kendra the most, but goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really bummed, actually. I was like, you kill off Captain Cold and Hawk Girl goes away. And I'm like, well, I'm going to miss them the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. Though I like most of that cast very much.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Jax, I can need some acting lessons.
Yeah, he's not the best actor, is he? But,
no, he's not.
But Victor Garber is there, too.
Victor Garber just makes it all better. And I'm still really enjoying Brandon Routh as the
yes.
Adam. I still really like that. He was a little angsty, too. He's not so much fun-loving as he used to be.
Again, yeah. Like that was what I was thinking about in the second half of the season, where he and Kendra have their angst. And you're right, it's earned. It's earned, but it was angst.
Yeah.
After a certain point, I was like, okay, this is just, let's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go. Yeah.
But it was earned. It was well done.
Yeah.
It was well done. Just not my cup of tea, that particular piece. Brandon Routh is in a new Netflix original series.
Really?
Lady Dynamite, Maria Bamford's
new
Netflix series, and I just saw him a couple days ago, and I was like, oh, that's the guy that played Superman, and then now he's on Legends of Tomorrow, and then like in the next episode, Dean Cain was in it. I was like, oh, he also played Superman.
Oh. And you were wow. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, where are all the Supermen coming from?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's the reign of the Superman on Maria Bamford's new show.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, Brandon Routh is one of the best parts of the series. Favorite like breakout characters of this, like people you didn't expect to like as much as you did on the show.
Connor Hawk.
Oh yeah, that was.
I enjoyed that episode quite a bit.
That was a really good episode.
Old Oliver missing an arm like really threw me. Like,
yes,
like it was like really, and I knew it was coming
because
they were like, we're going to do like Dark Knight Returns Oliver. And I was like, oh, he's going to be missing an arm. He's going to have a beard and all this stuff.
But then to see it.
Yeah, it was really weird. So they give him the only thing, like his hair was, he didn't look old
enough. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't look old enough. Like he just looked like Stephen Amell with a beard missing an arm. And I was like,
this is like 2046, guys.
You couldn't give him some like scraggly hair. He has a wig on the island. Couldn't give him a wig.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's used to wearing them. Yeah, so it's fine. Whatever. That's my one complaint. It's fine. But yeah, Connor Hawk I thought was really cool.
That was very cool.
Yeah, I thought Connor Hawk was really cool. I liked when the Atom grew because he grew before Civil War.
Uh huh.
Like, that was the week before Civil War came out, or at least a few days before Civil War.
Before
came
Giant
out.
Man, yeah.
Yeah. It was a week before. Yeah, it was a week before Civil War came out, before Giant Man, and don't spoil Civil War. It's fine. It's in the trailers now. It's in the commercials.
We didn't talk about it on the podcast.
Yes, we did. Yeah, but those people might not have listened to that episode. Yeah, although it's been weeks and weeks
it's
now.
Been weeks.
Yeah, it's been over a month now.
There was a Lego set.
Yeah, right. I was really pumped for that, and so like when that happened, I was like, "Oh, we're gonna get like a couple of seconds." And then 10 minutes later, he's still slugging it out. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like this. All the budget went to this episode.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But I really liked that. I thought Vandal Savage, I really like Vandal Savage. And I thought that he was fine.
He was a little cheesy.
He was a little over the top. I thought he kind of actually settled into it way better. Like, if you watch from the Flash Arrow crossover all the way to the end, you can tell he kind of mellowed as it mm-hmm. went, but he was still like a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Cause the show itself, I think, is the cheesiest of all of them.
I would say so. I like the way they took him out though. I thought that was clever. You know, being at different points in time and killing him at the same time.
That was cool.
In different times.
Yeah. That was cool. I also liked when Rip fell off the building at the end and he comes up riding the Wave Rider. That was cool.
That was
just
cool.
Just standing on it. He was one that I was like, okay, come on, Rip. Just like being a little happy for something. Yeah. And I mean, like, Rip Hunter traditionally is not a happy man in the comics either. But it's kind of like, there's something about reading characters like that and watching them every week.
That's
sometimes
true.
One can be a drag and one cannot be.
Yep.
Do you think that Sarah might reclaim the mantle of the Black Canary?
Very possible.
Now that Laurel is deceased?
Very, very
possible.
And
that she knows it? I thought that
She knows it.
I thought that was really well done. I would like that very much. I almost would like her almost to take her out of the Legends cast and put her back on Arrow. Something like that.
Because her
chemistry with that cast is really good.
Yeah.
Like, really outstanding.
They've set up her and Snart.
He's dead.
For now.
Yeah, he's dead, Jim. I'm sorry. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, did you like that death?
I thought it was a pretty well done death, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fine. It was good.
It was pretty good.
It's good. I didn't expect him to die. I didn't expect him to be the one. I really thought they'd kill Mick before. I also find it very strange that they're keeping Heatwave around.
Yes. I thought that would have been a good sort of redemption story for him, mm-hmm. you know, to go bad and then come back around. But, I like him.
He was very cheesy at first, and he's kind of settled himself out.
Yeah. He was, yeah. He did kind of settle himself out. I do know that they're doing Fox is bringing back Prison Break.
Yes, I knew that.
And so I think Wentworth Miller has obligations over there.
That's what I kind of assumed, too.
I think that what's his name, though, Mick...
does not have obligations?
No, well, I mean, I think he might also be on that show when it comes back.
They're both going to be on it, yeah.
But maybe not right away, so maybe he's able to stick around for a little more in Legends, or
I
don't know.
I also know that Wentworth Miller has a contract still with...
Okay, with WB.
With CW for to appear as a recurring on Flash and Legends.
Okay,
like,
cool.
He can show up in, like, any amount of episodes for any amount of time.
Sure,
and,
well, making him a guest star is one thing, but when he's a lead in another show... It can't be a lead on this show.
Right. So I think we're going to get more Wentworth Miller on Flash and maybe Mick going maybe to see him or something like that.
I would like more of him on Flash for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I would kind of like more of Black Canary on Arrow. That'd be
fun.
But
you really want more Captain Cold.
Want more Captain Cold on Flash. Like, we need more of that. It's been a while now.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. You know what we didn't talk about with Flash that just occurred to me now last week is we didn't touch on Grodd at all.
Oh my God,
and
you're right.
We're gonna see, if you think we're going to see some. See, I don't now with this Flashpoint thing, maybe we won't be seeing some Gorilla City nonsense,
maybe.
But I really thought that we'd be going the way of Gorilla City.
I think we will eventually.
Yeah.
You know, if not season 3, then maybe season 4, mm-hmm. but I think we will.
Yeah, definitely more King Shark too, though.
Yeah.
That show was great. Anyway, okay, so back to Legends. The Justice Society...
I'm very interested to see where they go with that.
Their roster traditionally is also very large.
Yes.
And so it has included the Hawks. And so I'll be curious to see if we get some, like, Hawkman was on the Justice Society or, you know, where we're, or, you know, in some previous life, if we're going to get there. If we are going to get. See, it's funny because Legends ended before Flash and Arrow, right? So the Justice Society thing was happening. I was like, "Oh, that's how they're gonna that's how they're gonna fix Jay Garrick."
Mm.
And then you know, you saw Flash. I was like, "Well, that's not how they're gonna fix Jay Garrick." Nope. And so, but I wonder if we are gonna get an Alan Scott and a Dr. Fate, and a different Wildcat. There's a couple of options out there. They're definitely gonna get a Stargirl, no question.
We need one.
We always get a Stargirl. Yep. When the Justice Society shows up on TV, you can bet that Stargirl's going to show up.
I hope so. I want to see all those, in particular, Dr. Fate and Alan Grant, as you call them.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Scott. Alan Grant, Green Lantern, Dinosaur Hunter.
Yeah. Yes, I would watch so much of that. Could get a Red Tornado. But there's a couple of Red Tornadoes.
There's
Ma Hunkel's helmet
in
the Wave Rider, the original Red Tornado. There's, what's her name? It's not, what's the girl with, she got the stockings and the green hat, and she, Cyclone, no, oh my goodness, it's going too hard.
Stockings and the hat, well, you go
I'm
ahead.
I'm going to use my lookup.
Use your lookup. We made it all the way, look, we made it so far without even using your lookup. That's pretty, it's been a while since we've used lookup. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who you're referring to. I would love to see those characters really come full force, like, even just for a season, or for most of a season, with the actual Justice Society classic characters. Oh, that'd be nerdvana to get all that. But even if we just get a couple of them, or if we get some of the more, you know, second tier characters, that'd be fine with me. I'm really curious. This is, I would say, one of the first times we really in any of these Berlantiverse shows where there's like one stated purpose, like I'm setting out to avenge my family, prevent my family's death, or avenge my family's death.
Cyclone, granddaughter of the original Red Tornado.
Oh, okay.
Get on my level. Could get a Starman, a Citizen Steel. Jesse Quick might be Liberty Bell.
Oh, yeah, totally. Ooh, that would be good. I would like to see her cross over into Legends and stay there for a bit. That would be cool.
They could set up Magog as the villain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of potential for the Justice Society. Yeah.
He's seen Men of Steel die in Dark Knight's Fall.
Very good,
Kingdom
Frank.
Come.
Yeah. Depends where the Justice Society comes from.
Yeah.
It depends where the Justice Society comes from.
Yeah.
Although
that's just wishful thinking.
If he says Men of Steel, he could be talking about Citizen Steel. So Dark Knights, he could be talking about Dr. Midnight.
What?
So many possibilities.
Yeah, yep. I wish they would do that, but I doubt they will. Anyway, I enjoyed the show a lot more than I thought I would. It's cheesy, it's corny, it's very comic booky, but it's also fun.
Yeah, I think every progressive new show on the CW gets a little bit comic bookier.
Yeah, it's true.
CW, like, between Arrow was-ish, and then Flash really was, and then Legends was like, oh my god, good luck. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even Supergirl, now that's from the CW, like, even that is you know, pretty comic booky.
Less than Legends.
Less than Legends. Yeah. But maybe as much or more than Flash.
Well, Legends, they don't have personal lives. They are right. It's just the mission.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm just saying Supergirl would be somewhere between Flash and
Yeah, definitely Legends. Between Flash and Legends, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Aliens. I don't know. She might be tied. Because Flash is all that time travel and
maybe
paradox.
The time travel
thing.
Is on the same level as the aliens and GDO stuff. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, you can find us on Beer with Geeks at Twitter and the Gmail and the Facebook and
the dot coms
and the dot coms, and then you can rate and review us on iTunes and Overcast and Satchel and Google Play and all places where podcasts are. Any final thoughts?
I really wish that Alan Grant was a Green Lantern now, but nope, nothing else.
Yeah, no. My favorite part about this is going to be
what?
When I look at the news, there's going to be some casting announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Always the way.
Always the way it goes.
All right. Well,
that's all right.
That's okay. Until next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.